at McDonald's. You can come by and see us. WTOL 11 weather, partly sunny. There is a slight chance of a shower late, but I don't think it'll bother. Rally downtown, high of 77. Talking to Carol Metzger and Mackenzie Wagner, Cancer Patient Services. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
How's everybody?
Great.
Good.
It's
perfect.
A beautiful sunny morning.
It is a very wonderful day here out on the, I call this the McDonald's Plaza.
It is. The Lanai.
Okay. I'll use that next year. Okay, yeah. The Lanai. Very good. So let's talk about you guys. What do you love about Findlay? How long you been here? What's your story? Mackenzie?
So I've been here my entire life. I even went to the University of Findlay here. So I like to call myself a townie. That's what I tell my friends in college, a townie. Yeah, so I love Findlay. I think it's a great community. I mean, there's lots of opportunity here, and it's a perfect place to grow up. And, couldn't want anything more.
And, Carol, you was it an accident?
It was kind of an accident. I the company that I was working for in college moved to Tall Timbers. It was one of the first ones out there, so that was back in 1989. And I was only going to stay for a little bit. Well, clearly, it's been a little bit longer. But I do love it, too. I live out in the country and raise my son out there, and it's just a great place to raise families.
Yeah, very good. Let's talk about cancer patient services, and you're not just about the medical treatments, you're a whole lot more. You help out the families with medical insurance and things like that that go along with what you do.
Right. So what we say is we offer wraparound services. We don't really do anything medical, so we do things like financial assistance, where we help individuals with their bills or mileage or prescriptions. We have medical supplies and equipment. Mm-hmm. We have counseling. We have a relationship with about 12 different counselors that clients and their family members can use.
Okay.
We have a full-time patient navigator, and she does a lot with individuals, helping them through their insurance. If you've ever been sick or had a surgery, you know how many bills you can get.
Yeah.
So she does help them with that a lot, helps them negotiate payments, helps people apply for Social Security disability if they need to. And then we also have healing arts. So we have those out at the ARMS Family Cancer Care Center. They have a beautiful healing arts room out there. So we do things like art classes, massage, Reiki, meditation, so all kinds of things.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Things I didn't know about. So, and you're coming off your 75th anniversary as well.
Yeah. That's kind of crazy, isn't it? We've been in the community since 1946. So,
Mackenzie, what do you have going on, Cancer Patient Services?
So we are very excited to announce we're actually having a new fundraiser come this fall. We're going to have what we call the Flock Walk. So we're going to be having you got to be careful with that one. We're going to be having a walk at the University of Findlay's Kaler Center and raise some funds to help support CPS. And, you know, we're going to see lots of families out there. It'll be a family-friendly event. So we're very excited. So stay tuned for that. We're going to be looking for participants to sign up, some sponsorship opportunities, as well as opportunities for companies to maybe have a team or individuals that want to come together as a team to support maybe a loved one, to walk and honor a memory of someone. It's just going to be a great, fun day, and we're very excited.
Oh, very good.
So we kind of unofficially adopted flamingos as our mascot. So
that's
where we ended up with the Flock Walk. So we're also the group that flocks people's yard. So if you're interested in doing that, you can get a hold of us. And Mackenzie or I will be happy to deliver about 20 flamingos to your yard. So.
Yeah, nice. Who came up with that idea?
I don't even remember how we got on the idea, but I was an intern when we started it, so I was running around town with 20 flamingos in my back seat, dropping them in people's yards.
All right, very good. So how can somebody get involved with Cancer Patient Services? Volunteer or donations?
Sure, they can contact us at the office, 419-423-0286, or send us a message on Facebook. You know, with this new event, we'll be looking for all kinds of volunteers the day of event. So, give us a call if you're interested in joining us.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So you are funded through United Way and various grants.
Fundraisers.
Fundraisers. Mm-hmm. I'll help out. Chili Cook-Off, I remember.
Right. That's we replaced this event with.
Gotcha.
Chili Cook-Off.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. So what else? Did we miss anything? Cancer Patient Services?
Yeah, we're just we're there to help. We are an agency that doesn't have any income requirements. So if you live or work in Hancock County and have an active cancer diagnosis, you know, please get a hold of us, because even if you have really good insurance and feel like, well, I don't need the financial part, you know, the other things, the counseling, the healing arts, those are all super beneficial.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's very good. Nobody wants to hear that word.
No.
And it's good to have somebody that to help. Yeah. Along the way, for sure. So
we're happy to do it.
Yeah. cancerpatientservices.org is the website, and you can check that out on that. So thanks for being a part of Community Day, Mackenzie Wagner, and we appreciate that. Anything else, Mackenzie?
I don't think so. Thanks so much for having us on.
Very good. Carol Metzger and Mackenzie Wagner here. It's Community Day in Findlay, a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We're at McDonald's.
Thank you.
In Findlay. We'll be right back. WTOL 11 weather and also
if you're looking for public safety, healthcare.